Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of July 26, 2021, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. It's going to be Transformers War for Cybertron Kingdom. This is the third part in the trilogy, I believe. This one introduced the participants of the Beast Wars series, the Maximals and the Predacons. All right, for TV pages, on Monday, CW has the premiere of Roswell, New Mexico. For Wednesday, ABC has the finale of Match Game. Thursday, ABC has the 2021 NBA Draft Live. Friday, CW has the Burden of Truth premiere, and Discovery has Dino Hunters. For Saturday, HBO has the premiere of Tom and Jerry. And for Sunday, Discovery has Naked and Afraid premiere, Nat Geo has Gordon Ramsay Uncharted finale, and AMC has Kevin Can Fuck Himself, that's a finale. For movies coming out this week, Jungle Cruise will be in theaters and Disney. It's another Disney movie based off one of its rides. This overly CGI release sees Emily Blunt and Dwayne Johnson travel down a river to find a tree with magical healing abilities. For DVDs, coming out this week, you've got A Quiet Place Part 2. For online services, Netflix, you have How You Could Sell Drugs Online Fast, Paper Cup Boys, Tattoo Redo, Resort to Love, Transformers War of Cybertron Kingdom, Centaur Ward, OBX2, Myth and Mogul John DeLorean, and The Last Mercenary. For Prime, you have The Pursuit of Love. For video games coming out this week, you have Microsoft Flight Simulator, Neo, The World Ends With You, Samurai Warriors 5, The Great Ace Attorney Chronicles, Tribes of Midgard, Chernobylite, The Forgotten City, Elder Scrolls, Final Fantasy Pixel Remastered Series, The Ascent, and Alone With You. For GUI News, you've got new episodes of Geeks Under the Influence, From the Mouths of Madness, Beautiful Disasters, Deeply Upsetting, and Smack My Pitch Up. For one more thing, the last week's show I talked about Hollywood's latest trend, the prequel. It's not a new thing, we know this. Prequels have been taking over a lot of the pop culture movies now, and they just seem to be keep going with this trend. Well, at San Diego Comic-Con at home this past weekend, one of the stories that caught my eye was the prequel to The Army of the Dead. It'll be called The Army of Thieves. Now, this will be told from the point of view of Dieter, the safecracker. In this movie, he will be recruited by international thieves to crack into safes. Now, while the original movie was a zombie flick, this movie is going to be more of a rom-com heist film. There are zombies in the movie coming to Netflix later this year, but they will not be the focus. If you do need more zombies, relax, there is a sequel in the works. Alright, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIpodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce, and of course, all of these things happen. I'm from the future. Be nice to yourself and each other.
GUIpodcast.com.